I'm talking about God wants us blessed. But I'm going to be talking about spiritual warfare. I can't remember ever preaching down these lines, so I told the Lord, I said, Lord, you're going to have to help me, you know. And a lot of things I know, you know, but bringing it out, it takes the Lord, you know. Hallelujah. There are times when it's not just life happening, it's a spiritual attack. Sometimes Satan spiritually, have you ever got up and you just feel terrible for no reason? I mean, just no reason. You shouldn't feel good. You feel like, where's God? You know, how feel like he's far away. Satan, when Satan is bringing in a spiritual attack to you, you know, he'll what he does, he tries to get you to feel confused. Satan's the author of confusion, you know. He tries to get you to feel like you don't know if you can believe the word or not, you know. And if you start thinking and all of that on it instead of worshiping him, that's how you break that. Real quick, Satan's not hard to whip. He's already been whipped. But see, what Satan's agenda is, and he's not going to stop, is to try to get God's people from their stance of victory. Because once you're born again, you're seated in heavenly places. Right then, I mean, far above all power, principality power, and every name that you're above it. You're seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus, you know. But Satan, now, we know that in John 10 that the Bible says that his goal is to steal, kill. Jesus told us. He would tell you different, Satan. I wouldn't take nothing. I wouldn't let you get her. Come on out here. Everything will be fine. He'll tell you. He'll lie to you. He'll tell you all kind of lies. He'll tell you that God's not going to come through in your issue now. He'll try to convince you, you know, that God's not going to bring your finances through, that you just have to lose. The way things look, the economy, the government. The guy that works for us, he told me, he said, you're probably going to lay me off. Things are going to get real bad. You know, they're going to get real bad. He don't know Jesus. He hears the word, but how many knows? You can hear the word and not know Jesus, and you ain't going to have no spiritual strength. You're not going to have. But, you know, Travis, I told him, he said, you're going to lay me off. I said, you know how many people I've laid off in 33 years? He got quiet. I said, none. I've been believing God 33 years to take care of my guys, right? And I mean, I've been through 07 and 08, and I'm talking about I should have went under, you know, but God. And see, all the time, I mean, when I was going through that, really, I believe Satan attacked me more, spiritually speaking, in that time frame to try to get me to come off of the word, come out of faith, come out, go yield to how you feel. And a lot of it I did, and it was bringing corruption and destruction to me, you know. But once I learned to turn, I mean, things begin to just happen. But see, Satan, he tries to take advantage of bad things happening to God's people. He tries to come in with a spiritual. He did it to Jesus. Jesus was led into the wilderness by the Spirit of God, you know, to be tempted of the devil. And he fasted 40 days. He is in the wilderness 40 days. And Satan came to him and really challenged his authority. So Satan's going to come to you. And a lot of times I've noticed in my walk with the Lord that when Satan spiritually attacks me, people around me will get stirred up. Wrong. In a wrong way. You know, it seems like that he just has the ability just to stir them, to give them a thought, to cause them to attack you, cause them to do something, you know, and all of that. And all the time, all he's doing is saying, look. Look at how it feels. You know what I've noticed? I've noticed that when a lot of times when Satan attacks God's people, I'm talking about spiritual attack. We have everyday life going on. And some of it's nothing demonic about it, you know. We just go along with life natural and we believe God and our family is good and everything's going good and everything's rocking. And then all of a sudden, boom, You get into a trial. You enter into a trial. And what I've noticed concerning the church, that when Satan tries to stop a church, he tries to get people at odds with one another. He tries to bring division. He tries to bring, the reason why, and the people that fall for him, his purpose in that is to isolate. He wants you isolated, where you feel all alone and in your trial. You know, God's going to come through, and in a year it won't matter. You'll be like, woo, glory. You're doing it anyways. Hallelujah. But we can't get away from, you know, I mean, we can control spiritual warfare, but we can't control the wills of men. We can't control people. But we can control what we yield to. Period. We have that ability to control that. We know that Satan, in 1 Peter 5:8, put that up there, Beth. He says, be sober-minded. One of them said, be sober-minded, be thinking straight. Be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, is a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. He is looking for opportunities in your life to take an advantage, to have an advantage. That's all he wants. He can't do anything if me or you don't give him an advantage. If we give him an advantage, then he is going to turn it on. I mean, he wants to steal, kill, and destroy. But the Bible says, be sober-minded. And I thought about that back yonder when I was about 28 or 9 years old, and I didn't know a whole lot. Still know just a little. Compared to God, I only know a little. You know, that way I'm always open to grow and develop, and, you know, God take me higher. You know, but I thought, how can I be, you know, sober-minded? You know, and the Holy Spirit began to reveal to me that God's Word, amen, God's Word is how, in times when it don't feel good, it feels like things are falling apart, it feels unstable, it feels like, what's the use, discouraged. I mean, whenever you feel that, God's Word, you turn to God's Word, and it says that God said He would never leave you or never forsake you. He said, I've sent you the Holy Spirit. That's how. You take God's Word and you say, God's Word says that. It don't make any... I like that guy you listen to in preaching. I don't even know him, but I like that preaching. She listens to some guy. He's just a really anointed guy. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I like that. I thought about him while I was doing praise and worship. He's a Word guy. I mean, he preaches that thing, and I mean, lays it out to where it makes you want to fight. He makes you want to fight. He's not one of them, you know, grace and do any old. He's one of them, take God's Word and lays it out, and it's really, really good. It feeds me every time I listen to it. I guess you share it. I don't know. And I listen to it. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But the Lord began to, so that's how you do it. The Bible says those whose minds are stayed on the Lord. He didn't say those whose minds at church are stayed on the Lord. Those whose minds when they're not in a battle and they stay it on the Lord, but when the battle comes, they have to focus. No, he said those whose minds are stayed on the Lord, he would keep them in perfect peace, whose minds are stayed on him. And this is why he said, because when you do that, you are trusting him. When you focus in on that word, Satan can't do anything with God's word. I mean, he can't do anything with it. John 10:10, put that up there. They need to see it. It says, the thief cometh not but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. See, well, he wants you in conflict with your family members. I remember one time I made some choices, and I told my mom, I said, now, Mom, do you understand what you're doing? And I laid it out to her, you know, that people could get upset in the choice that she was wanting to make, and it was about her property and over there. And she said, and I knew at the moment that God was putting it in my ability to do things with her property, or not to let things happen to her property or whatever. I knew that God was doing it. And she said, I said, okay. I said, I just want you to understand what you're doing. And so a little bit of time, I met her at the lawyer's office, and she did it and all of that stuff. And it wasn't too much time went by till she come to me and she wanted to do something with it. And I said, no. I said, not going to happen. I said, do you remember what I told you? I said, I told you I will never mortgage, never put a lien or never let a lien or anything go on this property. I said, you remember that? Yeah, but blah, blah, it's my kid. Yeah, but it's my kid. And I said, nope, I'm sorry, Mom. Just not going to happen. And so every morning when I left out, she would be in the bathroom window. And she called me a false prophet for about 3 weeks. I wasn't a real Christian. I didn't care about her. I didn't love her. I didn't love the ones that she was wanting to help. She was wanting to help and all that. Well, you know, they finally got that thing to happen and let it go back later. What would have happened? Okay, but my point, Satan took that as a spiritual attack. He spiritually attacked me. And he said, what kind of preacher are you? What kind of Christian are you? You won't even obey your mom. He's twisting the word. That's what he did to Jesus. I'd read it in Matthew 7 or whatever it is, before, where he tried to use the word on Jesus. When Jesus was led up into the wilderness. And you know what? Praise God. My emotion side, I did not feel good. I'm being honest with you. It didn't feel like she was throwing me a bowl of candy every morning. First thing in the morning, 6:30. I'm headed to work. I felt terrible. I'm just telling you, I felt terrible. But you know, I learned through that trial that if I stand on God's word, Romans 8:28 does work. He worked that thing to good, and my mom died a debt-free woman. My mom died and left her kids money. My mom lived out her last days in a great home, a remodeled home, that me and Teresa had bought brand new and moved her into her new home. And she lived out her last days in her, it was new home to her. You know, but you know what? I stood my ground, nothing happened. It wasn't too long, you know, till God, the Lord carried me to the word of God. And it says, when your ways please the Lord, he'll make even your enemies be at peace with you. Hallelujah. You know what pleases God? Faith. Faith pleases the Lord. When you are trusting Him and confiding in Him and leaning on Him, that pleases the Lord to be trusted by you and me. Hallelujah. It says that Satan comes not to but steal, to kill, and destroy. Jesus said, I've come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. See, Satan wants you at odds. I remember another time that I went through when my mom was bedridden and she had to have somebody to stay with her all the time. She couldn't be by herself anymore, you know. And a lot of the family members and whatever, nieces, nephews and all, they wouldn't help. People just, they had their lives. I wasn't complaining. I mean, I understand. Everybody had life going on and all of that stuff, you know. But you know, I'd think Satan would, he spiritually attacked me with it. He said, well, what do you do? It was Satan. What do you do? They can do the same thing you do. They can sacrifice. They can blah, 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 blah. And I'm telling you, the more that I thought about what Satan, he was telling a fact. but he was getting me over on anger. He was leading me over. Whenever he's spiritually attacking you, he's going to attempt you to sin. He wants you to sin because he knows what sin does. He knows that sin brings corruption. He knows. He knows what the Word of God says. And so he was trying to tempt me to sin. He was trying to tempt me to go get mad and, you know, and all of that stuff, you know. And so I didn't really realize that was what was going on, you know, that he was trying to get me in a bad attitude. He was trying to get me mad and trying to get me vengeful and taking vengeance. And I wouldn't cuss them out, but I'd have told them out, you know. Well, I didn't really realize what's going on. This is the faithfulness of God. Teresa spends 3 or 4 hours downloading one of Keith Moore's sermons, and I don't remember what it was on then, you know. But in that sermon, he was preaching, and he said he was talking about that thankfulness, a thankful heart, is the key to more. It's really been in the right spirit, a thankful heart. But we choose to be thankful or not. You know, and he said, don't expect anything out of anybody. He said, but be thankful for all that God or all the ones that does help. That changed my life. That statement right there changed my life. I started praising God for the ones that did help. And God, every time that we needed more or needed something done, God would line it up. He would absolutely line it up, you know. And so, but see, Satan was trying to use that. He was spiritually attacking me. And at that time, just like I am now, I am persuaded to follow Jesus Christ. I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor principality, nor anything is able to pull me out of that love. The only way that I can come out of that place of safety is if I come out. I come out and open myself up for Satan. And he does use people. I'm going to tell you, he'll use your mama. He'll use your brother, your sister. He'll use your cousin, your nephew, your niece. He'll use your husband. He'll use your wife. He'll use whoever will yield and available to him. He will. Even Jesus, when they went in and they told Jesus, they said, hey, Master, your mothers and brothers and sisters. We just heard a Sunday school lesson on it. You know, God carried me to that scripture back under in the 90s. And concerning God's people and my people and my family, your family and God's family. Jesus made it very clear. He said, these are my mothers and my brothers and my sisters, those that does the will of God. Amen. And that helped me in my mind to separate and to see what the enemy was trying to do through people, friends, neighbors, relatives, brothers, sisters, people, to me. And so it caused me to be sober-minded, think clear in it, bless God. I'm not going to let, I even went through, Travis got a teenager and, you know, and I told him one day, I said, listen, son, I said, don't ever make me choose between you and your mother. And so, I mean, the church would be like, oh, Scotty's just too hard. No, biblical people are sound, not hard, not hard. We are forceful. Y'all okay with that? Ever since John the Baptist, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence, and the violent, they do what with it? They take it by force. We force the enemy with the word of God to back off. You know, so he wants you at odds with your family members. He wants you at odds with your co-workers. I remember one time they put a guy in charge over me, and he didn't know a lot of what I knew because I had on-the-road experience with directions and all of that stuff and all of that, you know, and he was causing me hardship. He didn't mean to cause me hardship. I'm sure he was doing the best he could do. Well, I got upset with him, and I quit. And the Lord made me go back and made me apologize and all of that. See, and the Lord told me, he said, look, he said, if you're going to serve me and walk in my favor and in my blessing, my thoughts are not your thoughts. My ways are not your ways, Isaiah. He said, you don't understand. He said, but you're going to do it my way. Well, that was not hard, and God was not getting on to me. God was telling me, for the dreams and the desires that you have, you're going to have to follow me because you don't know how to get there. And so I went back, you know, and apologized and all that stuff, and everything was good, and we're still friends today, 30-something years later. My point, I was 6 months, 6 or 7 or 8 months old in the Lord, and he was trying to get division where I worked. He wanted me in chaos at work every day. He wanted me to go in every day and fight a battle that I inflicted on myself. And so, you know what? I just surrendered and I said, well, whatever, I'm getting paid, Lord. It don't make no difference. Hallelujah. I just surrender to you. Well, you know what that done? That the Bible says, give no place to the enemy. I didn't even know them scriptures, but what I did was shut the door on the devil. I shut it. And I had a great time down there. I had a lot of trials down there, but I had a lot of victories because I was learning to surrender my attitudes and wills to the Lord, and I didn't know what the scripture says. It says, submit yourself therefore unto God, then resist the devil, and he will flee from you. One thing that I realized that when Satan brings a spiritual battle, he wants me to not stay submitted to God. I'm not talking about backslide. He don't want me committed to the Word of God in the battle. Satan wants my commitment to God's Word. Satan wants my commitment to God's faithfulness. Satan wants my commitment to God, to God's provision. He wants my commitment. I'm committed to believing that God is my supply, that God is my healer, that God is my source, that God is the source of my life. And he wants that commitment. When Jesus was in the wilderness and he was tempted of the devil, the Lord spoke this to me. He said, Satan went to him when he thought that he would be weak. Physically, I'm sure Jesus was fasting 40 days. Been in the wilderness 40 days and nights. Alone. Wilderness is alone. An obscure place. You know. But he goes to him and he first tells him, he said, turn these breads into stone. Well, he's trying to get him to use his supernatural authority. He's tempting him of his authority. And Jesus come back, you know, and said, man shall not live. That's our example. Jesus gave the example that he was to the devil. I'm sure that was not a good feeling to be tempted of the devil at that moment. You think it was Jesus, but you got to remember that Jesus stripped himself of being God. Came and dwelt just like me and you in this natural man operating by the power of God. And we are in this natural man, we operate by the power of God. We operate, I like what John said. Maybe God couldn't move a lot for John when he first started here. You know, John wanted what God could do. Fix me, whatever. But he goes to a revival and God is faithful. And during that time, God chose John. You know, I need your heart after Jesus. But not for what he can bail you out, do, and fix. He'll do all that. I mean, he will absolutely do all that. But God says to all of us, we know we've been there, you know, come to me. Come to me, ye that labor and are heavy laden, burdened down, and learn of me. Learn how I am. I'm meek and lowly. I'm humble towards God, he says. You know, well, Jesus comes with the word of God. And I've been whipping Satan for 33 years in faith by the Word of God. See, read the Word of God. Let the Word of God, read it and consume the Word of God until it consumes you. I'm consumed by some of it. I am persuaded that neither death, I'm consumed by that. It can't nothing take me out of God's hand, nothing. It can't nothing pluck you out of the hand of the Lord. Hallelujah. Read God's word till it persuades you, till it consumes you. on finances, on healing, on your marriage, on your future. Do it all on every area. Then believe the Word of God. When you read the Word of God, believe the Word of God. Don't just read the Word of God, believe the Word of God. And then act on the Word of God. Act like it's done. Act like you'll do it. Talk like you'll do it. When you talk to the people about the Lord and He'll meet your needs and you ain't got them all met, and they'll be like, well, He done met them all. And you're like, no. Nah. They thought, well, He already did the way you're talking. Now you got it. Amen. Hallelujah. Satan wants you isolated. He don't want you one with your family members. Amen? He don't. He wants you in conflict with your family members. Hallelujah. He wants unforgiveness. He wants anger. He wants you angry. You know, because we're the light of the world. We're the light. See, back yonder, nobody changed but me, Monty, just like you were talking about. None of the circumstances changed, but I changed. And then I felt like there's nothing God can't bring if I need it for my mama. I didn't feel that before then. I felt like if everybody would pitch in their part, every need would be met. And that in the natural, I mean, calculates. You know, but we're not to walk in the natural realm. We're to walk in the supernatural realm. We're in the Spirit of God. We're walking in the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. God's not coming back, and I don't say this to hype you up. God's Word says that He's coming back after a glorious church. Not a weak, broke, begging, worried, weary, discouraged, oppressed church. That means you and me. He's coming back, and we're going to be strong in the Lord. We're going to be just like Jesus. We're allowing Him to transform us from what we are. And you know what, praise God, I don't care if you've made mistakes and you've got self-inflicted on yourself that the enemy takes advantage. All you got to do is repent and say, God, I'm sorry. I did this, God. I repent, Lord. I just plead the blood of Jesus over it, and your Son's blood washes it right now. And then just get back up and fire them bullets again. That's how you do it. Hallelujah. The Bible says that Jesus learned how to obey God through the things He went through. I believe He learned just like us. I believe that's why Jesus prayed a lot. I believe we ought to pray a lot. I believe we ought to be praying people, not every Sunday. You know, pray on Monday. Pray at 12 o'clock. Acknowledge Him at 2 o'clock. You know, make a habit of talking to the Lord all the time. Talk to Him all the time. You can. It took me a lot of years to realize that I could just be in relationship with the Lord and I could talk to Him and it didn't bother Him at 8 o'clock and 9 or 11 or 12 or 3. Satan told me one time, don't go burden God with your problems. Boy, ain't He smart. Then I thought, man, I wouldn't burden God. I mean, he's playing on my emotions, Satan. And then right after that, I heard a sermon, and the guy said, cast all your burdens over on. I thought, man, that's Satan's lying. That was Satan. That was Satan. God wants me to cast them on Him. He preached that sermon, and boy, I've loaded God up for 30 years. And black God, He's took them all. And He's turned them around, and He's did something with them. Praise you. You can't burden God. Satan's a liar. He don't want you talking to God. See, when he gives a spiritual battle, last thing you want to do, go to church or read your Bible or pray or go in the prayer closet and just worship the Lord. I mean, when everything's turned upside down, seemingly, always have a word seemingly. This is the way it looks seemingly. This is the way it is right now, but God is in control. God, I'm giving God the permission. See, Satan wants to steal your desire to pray. Satan don't want you praying. Praying people are dangerous, especially if they pray it in faith. Declaring people, he wants to shut you up. He wants your mouth shut. Well, see, if it ain't one thing, it's another. I come in here and preached not too long ago because I see it on Christian Facebook land. You know, that church. It's a different church on Facebook. I noticed that every winter, you know, pollen season, you've got this complaining bunch of Christians. I'm not being negative. It's a fact. You know, and boy, they got on there, blah, 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 blah. Oh, and I mean, they gonna boycott Alabama Power. You know, because their power bill went from 300 to 7. But they forgot they left the stove on for 3 days to heat. Right? Well, anyways, it don't matter. It really don't matter about none of that. If it does go up, praise God. Right? That's the warfare right there, is you praise God if it is 200 or if it is 800. Or if it's 1,200 or if it's 1,500. If the Bible, don't the Bible give you an answer for that? It does. Philippians 4:19, I believe it is. But my God shall supply all of my needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. They didn't say if Alabama Power is good or bad. Amen. But see, that's what Satan majors on. He majors on that side to get complaining instead of praying and fasting and seeking and declaring. Satan wants us declaring the wrong stuff, declaring the way that it is in the natural, and believing that that's the way that it is. See, that's where God's Word. Read God's Word. Read God's Word till it consumes you, takes you over. Then, you know, I mean, believe God's Word and then act on God's Word. If he said your mama's healed, then lay hands on her. If he said your daddy's healed, then lay hands. I brought my mama through the leading of the Holy Spirit out of a coma, 3 day coma. You know, I looked at my mama's body and I'm like, oh, Jesus, we've lost her. Looking at it. And I'm fasting. Nita, she's worried. She's back there. She wouldn't go in there. I've told y'all the story. Now she's sitting there. She can testify. They wanted me to come over. They're all mad at me, upset at me, you know, and all of that. But I'm fasting and I'm before the Lord and I'm saying, God, what are you saying? What are you wanting to do, God? Is it time for her to go? Is it time for her not to go? Or whatever I'm trying to find. And the Holy Spirit spoke to me and he said, go. He said, I'm going to raise her up. And I said, praise God. So I left. What was I doing? I was trying to walk by the Spirit. See, when you're praying, Satan don't want you praying about your terrible situation that if you don't hurry up, it's going to destroy everything. Satan don't want you praying. Satan don't want you to get in the Word and say, what's the Word of God say about it? He wants you to get in there with that spiritual warfare that Satan, the only way that Satan can get an advantage in spiritual warfare is if you yield to the attack. If you yield to the attack, that's the only way that he can take advantage. Well, you know what? Praise God, I went over there and prayed and everything, and the doctor went in, I think it was the next day, and she told that doctor, she said, if you don't give me my medicine, you're fired. God raised her up. She lived several more years with Nita over there. Praise the Lord. Ringing the cowbells, I'd get cowbells and telephones. And if she ever wanted anything done, she'd call me and tell me, Nita's this, Nita's that, and blah, 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 you know. And hallelujah, praise the Lord. But what I'm saying is, I could have let her go. I could have went on and not found out what God's will and purpose was for her at that moment. See, when you're acknowledging God and you're praying and you're moving, you're praising God like you're doing, Nita. I mean, she's worked on not complaining and things has been turning around. She's been attacked financially and all that, but you heard what happened to Monty. Black God, he wouldn't be a good father if he didn't do that for you. It might not be training nobody, but praise God, he'll bring it to you. He'll bless you just like Samantha when she got up here and said he'll do all that, talking about John. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Satan wants to steal your desire to pray. Satan wants to steal your desire to read the Word of God. Satan wants your desire for God and the kingdom. He wants your desire for God and His things out of your heart. That way he can take you back to that old man. He can take you back to that bondage. He can take you back to that unsure future. He can take you back to the oppression and depression and whatever. Hallelujah. Because when we were, I'm telling you, God told me to preach this, and I was kind of concerned, but I think I've done pretty good, don't you? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Because my mind gets in the way. Spiritual warfare. Oh, man, I don't know about all that. I don't know about all that. So I go in and I'm like, Lord, who's supposed to preach? Who's supposed to start us off? Because I'm Johnny. If he don't tell me something, Johnny, every now and then. And he says, let Samantha do it. And she's the very one. She's under the gun. I mean, she's fighting a bad battle. Terrible. If it was my son, it'd be terrible. Hallelujah. And God says, let her do it. Now, I hadn't even thought about it. And then once she got up, I thought, yep. I walked over there and then I thought, she's the one. She's got it. And then she's up here, praise the Lord. And then she's telling you about her trial, great trial, but God got this. Hallelujah. I mean, I hate it for you, praise the Lord, but you're going to make it. But see, he would like for you to quit this church. He'd like for you just to quit. Don't pray. Don't read. Go back. Go on Facebook and find somebody that understands how you feel. Don't connect with them demons. You don't connect with them demons. The Holy Spirit knows how to get you out of that feeling into faith and into joy and peace. Hallelujah. The joy of the Lord is your strength. And the Holy Spirit carries that. Hallelujah. That's why he wants to use people. Don't get on people. The Bible says that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, not people. It's not people. They may be yielding to the devil, but that's all he can do to you if you don't yield to the warfare concerning other folk. Overcome evil with good. Don't be overcome with evil. Overcome evil with good. Hallelujah. I know it's hard. It's challenging at times. But we're not in our own strength. We're in the strength of the Lord God Almighty. Job, over in the book of Job, God asked Satan, he said, where have you been? He said, I've been going to and fro, up and down. You know, and then he says, have you yet considered Samantha? Why don't you go get her? He might have told him that. Why don't you just go over there? Go over there and stir that boy up. Stir up what's really in his heart. So go over there and see what she does. She won't deny me. He's talking to all of us. We won't deny him. You gonna tell him Jesus can't heal him at the nursing home in 90? You would not. He says, go over there and mess with Mac. He's the one to tell you, he'll put you down the road. That's what he did. That's what he told Satan. I count it a privilege when you come under a spiritual attack to be your spiritual father, to be a servant of the Most High, to be an under-shepherd, under God, to bring a word, on-time word, and break it out, then hear the testimonies next Sunday and next Wednesday and next month, and glory to God, just like that. That encouraged me when you said he was ministering, brought out a word. I don't know what you need. That shows God's faithfulness. In that one word that God gave Monty made him $1,000 a week. Sounds like it, close to it. Hallelujah. They need any help? Right. But you know what? It's kind of like this. It's really not all the experience and the know-how and all of that. It's the staying humble and following the Lord. That's where it's at. Because I mean, wisdom, we have the wisdom of God. But your mind might tell you and say, you ain't got God's wisdom. The Bible says if you've asked Him for it, you have it. Well, then we depend on that to work. Whenever we don't really know what to do, all of a sudden we'll be like, oh, yeah, I know what to do now. Praise God, hallelujah. That's God's wisdom. Praise God, working for you. So I want to encourage you. You might be under some spirit. Everybody's not. Everybody's not. And you know what? There's seasons that Satan comes and tries and all of that. But Satan, he's strategic. He strategizes things. See, John, he wants you back the way you were before you changed your heart to the Lord. And he's going to do everything that he can to do that. But you've got this word here tonight. You've got this body here that prays for you. And he wants you isolated. He wants you just to go back to your house and say, there ain't no need. It's just too hard and it's too hard. No, it's not hard. Just have faith in God. Just have faith in God. Cast it over on Him. Tell Him how you feel. And say, Lord, help me overcome how I feel. And the Holy Spirit, He's your comforter and strengthener. And He will do it. Praise God. And then before you know it, you'll be standing up here and we'll just say, glory to God. Well, come on up, John. We got you a certificate to preach the gospel. It can happen, can't it, Mac? Bless God. Hallelujah. A drug head. He used to be. He's not now. A new creation. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
I'd like to say to you, Scotty, and I don't have to say nothing. That certificate says it. I mean, look, really, that meant a lot to me. It means a lot to me. And it was totally unexpected. I mean, really.
Yeah.
And like I said, it's like you don't have to brag on yourself. Somebody else is bragging.
That's what the Bible says.
Yeah, I mean,
let another man's mouth praise you and not your own. That's scriptural.
I'm telling you, that's encouragement.
Yeah, praise God.
Yeah. Really,
yeah, Jesus is helping us all. Praise the Lord, yes. So, just go forward, fight the good fight of faith, and don't let Satan steal you praying. Don't let him talk you out of you reading the word, and surely don't let him talk you out of going to church.
Right.
In Jesus' name. All right. Does anybody need prayer tonight before we dismiss? All hearts clear? All right, let's stand and give the Lord